What's up, you guys? It's your girl Dee Dee back again with another Daily Dose. Go ahead and jam out to a little bit of Jeezy, and I'll be right back with you. What the fuck is you hating for? Like you done something for a nigga. We'll call you out, but that wouldn't do shit for a nigga. I made it this far, a fool with my foolish pride. Look at me, what you see, a fool in his foolish ride. Y'all know damn well I'm one letting you niggas down. Just to sit back and watch you lay by these fucking clowns. Oh, well, I'm seeing niggas still talking this real shit. Three classic seeing nigga, and that's on some real shit. Bitch, I'm legendary. Bitch, I'm a living legend. Been through straight hell so I can get street heaven. Bitch, I'm Jesus, the one you've been waiting for. And them forges is all set. Don't they look like they skate hoes? I love me some Jeezy. So it's so nice to be back with you all. It's been about a week, and we're going to try to keep this Sunday thing going and make it something that's a routine. So I'm joined with somebody very near and dear to my heart. Ladies, this one's for you. With no further ado, I have Ashley with me. Ashley, go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hey everybody, my name is Ashley Ariel, and I like long walks on the beach, pretty picnics, and everything like that. I'm a, you know, hopeless romantic sometimes, and then sometimes I say, man, fuck these niggas. No, I'm just playing.
We definitely all been there. So, one of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit today is being sexually free. I've known Ashley for quite some time, and I know that this is not something that she's afraid to be vocal about. And I know as women, sometimes we kind of scurry away from that topic just because it's not something that's viewed as attractive, or it's just not something that's acceptable. But on Dee Dee's Daily Dose, I just want to keep it real and let you guys know that regardless of the different things that you do, like, we all do it. Maybe not everybody. But so Ashley, tell us a little bit about what your perfect match would be, or what's your ideal guy?
Well, my ideal guy, chocolate. No, I'm just playing. Color doesn't matter. But, you know, someone who's actually ready. Someone who knows where they're going, or, you know, just somebody who set goals for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
When you say ready, what do you mean?
When I say ready, okay, so let's keep it real. Nowadays, you have the end thing now where all these guys just want to know that they still got it, quote unquote. So they want to see, they want to suck and duck every female that they see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I can pull her, you know, smash and pass type guys. I want someone who has put that behind them. Like, that's no longer just like your goal in life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes y'all do it to impress your friends, but I need somebody who can rise above all of that.
Okay, so you want somebody who is kind of past their whole phase and is ready to settle down.
Yeah.
Don't we all? Speaking of whole phases.
No, wait. Let's rephrase that.
Speaking of getting young to know dumb. Yourself. Yeah. Okay, if you want to call it young and dumb. What... Describe for the listeners out there what a hoe phase is, or what the young and dumb phase is.
Well, I hope I didn't offend anybody by saying young and dumb. Let me say that first of all, because everybody, hey, do you, boo-boo, okay? Well, when it comes to, like, the hoe phase, it's just basically a part of discovering yourself, discovering what you will put up with, what you won't put up with. And it's not even necessarily being in a relationship with somebody. It's just dealing with different guys, or not even necessarily dating them. If you want to sleep with Tom, Dick, and Harry all in one night, you can do that. If you want to do it in 1 week, you can do that. It's just having multiple partners that you're sleeping with, that you're opening yourself up to. You know, not necessarily catching feelings, but we women, so we gonna catch them anyway.
So, for you, what does something like being sexually free, what does that provide for you? What does that give you as far as your mental is concerned?
Well, let me say this though. When it comes to being sexually free, it's not being a hoe for me. And I'm saying it because I don't sleep with multiple guys. because I have someone that I'm dating now. So, and then even before then, I only try to keep it a limit. I try to do one. It's too much drama. So let me say that first. But being sexually free is basically just living in your truth, period. Mm-hmm. So if you like to experiment, do you. Don't let anyone make you feel some type of way. If you want to have a threesome, no judgment. I ain't saying I did all that.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Have I ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Anyways, like I was saying,
answer the question.
I've had a threesome before. I had different experiences before.
What was the threesome? Like, what happened? Paint the picture.
No, I will not paint the picture because that is behind me, okay? So, but just know that when it comes to women being afraid to be who they really are or fulfilling their sexual fantasy, when it comes to women doing that, I don't think it's a problem. Because you only live once. And if that's something that you want to do, why not try it out? Why not do it? You don't want to get to a certain point in your life. So let's say I'm 28 now. So let's say I get to 40, married, 5 kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to say, damn, I wish I would have done this. And it's not even just about sex, of course, but it's just about living your life. But think about you married to this one person for the rest of your life, hopefully, in Jesus' name. That you've been married to this person, you know, for the rest of your life, and you never actually find out what your body likes. You know what I'm saying? You went with the flow because that's your husband. But you need to explore your body, find out who you are, what turns you on, what doesn't, what, you know,
just do you welcome the idea of, at the age of 28, feeling like you can meet someone tomorrow, date them, you know, they court you, you guys get married, and you're with that person for the rest of your life? Do you feel like at this age that that's something that's tangible?
Yes, only because I lived my life. And I live, and since we're talking about sex sexually, I feel like I lived my life. So then it makes me and my guy be able to be open. Now, hold up, now I ain't talking about bringing nobody else in our bedroom, okay?
You wouldn't be open to?
Hell no. Not when I'm in a relationship, no.
Why not?
I'm not into
because
that.
I know a lot of women who are okay willing to that. Fulfill those, their, like, that desire of their man where, you know, hey, let's try something different. Let's bring somebody else into the equation. Why do you feel like in a monogamous relationship that wouldn't be okay?
No, I'm saying that in my relationship it wouldn't be okay.
Why do you feel like in your relationship that
wouldn't
be okay?
Because I'm possessive. Your thing ain't going to nobody else but me. Point blank, period. Okay? And I know how some people are like, well, he might have a side chick, da, da, da. I don't know that, which I don't think so, but you know. But anyway,
knock on wood.
But I'm just saying, you know, but I'm not saying that I have, like, I look down on it. I don't. Because whatever works in your relationship, that works. If y'all can bring another woman into the mix or another man, which we know he ain't going to be with that shit, but I'm just saying, you know, if you can bring another woman into the mix and that fulfills you, by all means, go ahead. I don't see anything wrong with that if that's something that you want to do. Now, if there are consequences behind it, be ready for them.
What consequences do you think?
It depends on the type of woman. It depends on the type of woman. Me personally, I'm an overthinker. Mm-hmm. So if me and you bring this female in, mm-hmm. and I don't even think I can be all into it because I'm like, why are you doing things with her that you do with me? Because that's an intimate moment when you're in a relationship for me. Mm-hmm. So, all right, say for instance, he out with his boys. Mm-hmm. Me, is he with her? You get what I'm saying? Like,
so I'm you feel always, like if you were to bring that third party in and it's a chance that he would double back?
I'm not saying that it's a chance that he'll double back. What I'm saying, my way of thinking,
will have you in that state of mind.
Will have me in that state of mind. Because he may not. He may not. I may be, you know, I ain't going to say as of right now because forever, I'm going to be all he want. We already discussed that. No, I don't. What I need with another female when you all I want. You know what I'm saying? That's in my relationship. So, but in someone else's relationship, if that fulfills the fantasy, if that's something that you feel like is going to please your man, if that's something that he wants, you both agree, and you're not doing it just because he want to do it, then I say go for it.
And I think that's a lot of bumps and obstacles that some women run into with threesomes and just trying different things in the bedroom. Like, a lot of times you're doing it to please your significant other, and it in turn causes you to be resentful.
Exactly.
Because you wake up tomorrow, you're like, I always said I wasn't gonna let nobody put no plug in my butt, and now
now I'm putting a plug in my butt.
Now I feel weird. I'm walking funny.
In my ass.
So,
that's why I say, let me say this: I am not promoting women to be promiscuous.
Do you feel like there's something wrong with being promiscuous?
It depends on the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because, granted, women in general, we all have insecurities, mm-hmm. period. We may not all have low self-esteem. That's the difference. We may have some type of insecurities, okay? I have some insecurities. My ass flat as a pancake. At least
her butt is not flat.
Okay, well, I feel like it is, okay? I want to do a fat transfer. But I feel like I'm beautiful. I got 2 degrees. Got my own shit.
Shout out to the girls with degrees.
You feel me? Shout out to all the successful women out there. Great job. Car paid off.
Rolling, car not stolen.
You feel me? Like, I feel like I got a lot going for myself. I have a lot to offer other than sex. But I still have insecurity maybe about my image. You know what I'm saying? I don't have low self-esteem. So if you're going to be promiscuous, make sure that you are sure of who you are first. Don't do it out of low self-esteem. Have we all had our moments? Hell yeah. 18, 19 years old, yeah, you have your moments. You're doing it because you think it's going to get this guy. Or, you know, you're doing it just because. Promiscuity is not necessarily a bad thing. It just depends on how you're doing it. Or your mindset at the time that you're doing it, you know?
Have you ever had a point in your life where you were promiscuous?
Yes.
And how was that? Was it fun? Was it something that you look back and now you're like, I'm glad I got an opportunity to do that and be that way, because now I got it out of my system and I know what I like, I know what I don't like. Therefore, when I'm in a relationship, I can kind of guide that person and let them know, like, you know, what's okay and what's not okay.
Well, I'll say my phase was one of the ones to where, that's why I talk about the mindset, because I had a low self-esteem point when I was younger. And I didn't realize, I had a guy who told me that it was low self-esteem. Yeah, he told me that.
What happened?
The thing about it was, I never even had sex with him. Mm-hmm. He just knew me from mm-hmm. a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said something that I don't want to repeat because it'll take me back to an angry place because I can't stand his ass. But he told me that he told me you do that because you have low self-esteem. I mean, I said, nigga, I think I'm one of the baddest females on the planet. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what he was saying at the time. Mm-hmm. So when I go back and look on, I'm like, damn, there was a low point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize, because I was having a, to me, I'm having a ball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then when I go back and think about it now, do I regret some of the things that I've done? Yeah, I do. But it made me who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a better person, different mindset. I'm not even that same woman. Like, you got to be on a certain level to even speak that. I'm nice. I'm not a bitch. Okay, let's get that clear. But if you feel like that you want to approach me, you got to be on a certain level for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, and then of course, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying? Some guys may slide by with my number. And that's literally just it, just my number. But, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily regret everything that I've done because it made me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And am I glad that I did it at a younger age? Yeah. I'm glad I got it out. I'm glad I'm not 28 around here being thottalicious. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah. If you could look back, I guess, on any situation and change it or go about things differently, what would that situation be and why?
Well, I don't know if I would change anything. Mm-hmm. Because everything happened for a reason.
Right.
And no one, honestly speaking, like, ladies, listen to me, okay? Don't let anybody make you feel bad about your past. Because whoever's meant for you, they're going to take you for who you are. Now, I ain't saying, when I say past, I mean literally past. Like, you can't still talk about, that's in my past, but you still sucking a duck and Tom, Dick, and Harry. Like, you can't do that. That's just, I ain't going to say you can't do that. But don't. Just don't let anybody make you feel bad about what you've ever done. Have no regrets. You get what I'm saying? I mean, of course, everybody had that one person they regret. Okay, cool. But, no, I don't think I would change anything and do anything any different.
All right. So, you guys, we'll be right back after y'all jam out to a little bit of Melanie and Fiona. He's got my number and you can't want me, baby. Here I am. Either you make the time or just forget me. So you guys, we're back. I'm back with my girl Ash, and just to touch a little bit on what we were previously speaking about, I think it's crazy that the lengths a guy will go to get you to be, like, lay with him. I can recall a specific incident in college where this guy, he was like 27, I was like 20, and he couldn't understand why I was so conservative, and he thought that it was more so because I was scared, more so than this, that this is just how I am.
Right.
And one of the points that he made, and to me, to someone who's like really analytical and in touch with the earth, it would make a lot of sense to them, but it didn't penetrate me like he thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're in college now.
Okay.
So if you're a hoe now, who would know when you're 30? And this was the logic behind saying you should be more sexually free and more willing to spread them cheeks and bust that thing open, because at the end of the day, you grown. Mm-mm. And when you move back to your hometown or wherever you decide to start your life, nobody will ever know who you were in college. And my whole thing was, I would know. Like,
yeah.
I'm not doing this to preserve a reputation. Like, my conscience be knocking me over the back of my head. Like, it's just not who I am. And I just thought that was interesting, because I'm pretty sure women have heard like similar things to try to get them to lay down, because men just kind of want you to understand that it's not a bad thing to be free with who you are sexually. But I mean,
you,
just because you're cute and just because we vibing, that don't mean that this,
that I got to have sex with you,
that that's it. You know, you're right.
And that's but the thing about that is, a lot of us find that out a little too late in life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. Because I'm one of the people who found it out too late. You ain't got to give me no speech, honey, to tell me that. Baby, you ain't got to tell me why I need to have sex with you, bitch. If I want it, I want it. You know what I'm saying? But my thing with that is, and I respect that. I do. Because at a young age, it's pretty much you knew who you were. Mm-hmm. And saying that I'm not going to get off my level. And I say get off, that means you want a higher pedestal than he was, or a higher standard than he was. So you have to drop down to his level in order just to have sex. So you mean to tell me, because I'm grown, I have to have sex with you? Or you're saying that it's okay to be a hoe because you're grown?
Right. I think that's one of the things that I learned like early on, especially like when I was in high school. I learned if somebody liked me, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal to them. I cannot count how many boyfriends I lost because they feel like, well, I'm your boyfriend, so
what's the problem? Right, why we ain't having sex, right?
Especially older guys, they try to use that as, like, leverage. Because I've always liked older guys. Right. But it's always kind of been the thing. We're like, well, shit, we together.
Right.
I know you for me. I'm for you.
Right.
What's stopping us? I mean, but if it's not that big of a deal to you, then that's when I know you care. Right. That's when I know that it might be okay.
Right.
But when you pushing the envelope, and if you mad about it, and if, like, I had one guy that just, he straight up, and I was a virgin, he was just letting me know, like, if you ain't with it, then this relationship ain't really for me. And that's how I knew that, like, you're not for me.
Right.
Exactly. Because if you, you know, willing to let it go, then right, it wasn't really much to hold on to begin with.
Somebody catch that thought. Now, the one thing is, what was that? Did I start? Shit, I had too many thoughts at that point. Okay. But, no, the thing is, I don't want to get anything that I'm saying. I don't want to be misunderstood when it comes to this, because I'm not saying that every guy you meet have sex with them.
Of course.
Because it's a lot of stuff out there, y'all. In our city alone, the HIV rate is super high. You know what I'm saying? So you do have to be selective. Not that if a guy does, like, have some type of disease or something, it's not stamped on his forehead. No, it's not. But you have to be very selective about who you're dealing with or who you're having sex with. To me, sexual freedom is about fulfilling sexual fantasies, mm-hmm, not necessarily racking up on hoes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Okay, let's stop. On a lighter note, I want to play a little game. And my friends hate this game because whenever silence falls in the room, I want to play this game. But it's called either or. And so you just pick a situation.
Okay.
And, you know, which one you would prefer.
I can't stand you, man. I'm not doing this with you anymore. This is the last show I'm doing, period.
Okay. She's lying. Would you rather let someone run a cheese grater down your back 20 times or stick your foot in acid, submerge it completely in acid and pull it out? Which one would you choose?
What kind of crap is that?
This is my favorite game.
So let me be logical. A cheese grater. Now, what side are they doing now? Because a cheese grater, really, if you got one of them old school ones, you know, like a little towel.
No, I won't decide that's going to grate the cheese. And give me some shredded cheese.
Straight skin. Or some acid. God dang, neither. Can we not do neither? Is that not a choice?
It's not an option. You got to choose one.
Let's do cheese grater 20 times.
Cheese grater 20 times.
Because acid, I mean, your skin about to, well, your skin going to fall off anyway.
It'll come back. Grater. Skin comes back.
Girl, bye.
Okay. Here's the next one. Would you rather me take a hammer and put 3 toothpicks in your kneecap?
This bitch is crazy.
Or would you rather bite a curb and let me kick you in the back of the head?
What? So you want to either knock all my teeth out or leave me with one kneecap? Yeah. I take the one kneecap.
Yeah,
I like
think
my teeth.
Your kneecap would probably still work.
Yeah, I got beautiful teeth, honey, so I need them.
Okay.
Don't knock my daggone head in. I'm going to die at someone.
Okay, if you could choose between, if you could pick 3 things to bring to a deserted island with you, you're on the island for a year. When you leave the island, you get $1 million. What would be the 3 things you would bring to the island with you?
Ooh, 3 things. Let's see. I will bring.
We're thinking about survival.
Survival. Survival. You know, I watch Naked and Afraid. So
I love
Naked and Afraid.
I bring
a fire starter.
Okay.
Okay. Fire starter.
Very smart.
Thank you. I will bring a machete. A machete.
Machete for all the Americans just listening.
I'm sorry. Shout out to my Hispanic cousins. And then I will bring, let's see, fire starter, machete. And I will bring, a man. I'm just playing. Is that a choice? Okay, so I would do that.
You're alone. You can't bring.
Okay, well, I'll bring a machete, a fire starter, and hell, I don't know what else I'll bring. Maybe a book, because it's gonna be so boring after a while. A blanket.
A blanket. Oh, that's smart. I think I would bring some pads.
Girl, you on the island by yourself. Let that thing bleed. Get hop in the water.
I think I would bring a fire starter too.
You gonna run out of pads though. I'm still on the pads. You gonna run out. You got a whole year.
I make them stretch. Three pads per cycle. You're not gonna have any pads. Where you going?
Oh, because I'm gonna sit in the water.
Oh my goodness, poor fish. So. And what else would I bring? I think I would bring, do you know, like, the suit that Missy Elliott had on in the I Can't Fit Around?
I used to have the workout suit.
Yes, that's what it I want to be completely covered. I don't want anything attacking me. It was an episode of Naked and Afraid. But you never said we were gonna be naked, though. I mean,
you said dessert.
I'm just saying, but that's what I would wear that there.
Okay.
That don't want anything. I'm petrified of bugs. Mm-hmm. So I definitely would have that Missy Elliott Superfly outfit on
with the wind blowing in.
Exactly. I can't fit a rain. Do, 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 do.
It's my window. Okay, I'm okay. Sorry.
So my next question, and I think it's a frequently asked question. I think it's something that people kind of shy away from. Have you ever been with another woman?
I have. It was the old college experience, of course. College. Cliche.
But very cliche. A lot of people say that's when you experiment and find yourself. Yeah. And
or you just bored in the dorm room.
Right.
Either or. But yeah, I have. And at that moment, I realized that, you know, hey, I'm not gay. Because it was just not for me.
What about that experience provided the clarity or the epiphany that it's not for me?
Well, first of all, women are soft. Mm-hmm. Like physically, we're physically soft. And so just the softness of your lips, of your hands, of your body. I like to feel rough. I like the feel of a man's back when you're holding on to him. They don't, like, they have soft lips, but they still have a manly feature. Like, I don't know how to explain that, but it's just the hardness of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I like when it comes to sex.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So it's just like, no, it wasn't, you know, hey, do you, boo-boo. To everybody who can handle it, by all means, do you. But it's not something that I would prefer, you know.
What do you think made you, the light bulb go off that, hey, I think I want to try a girl and see what it's like?
Well, it's not necessarily a light bulb. It was more so like a spur of the moment type deal. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It was just one night bored and it just happened. So it was like a spur of the moment. It wasn't necessarily like, I want to try a girl. It was just like, okay, well, let's just go ahead
see
and
what it's talking
see
about.
What it's talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
After the experience, was it kind of like, oh, I'm never doing that again? Or
yes, it was. It was, I'm never doing that again. And so far, for the past 10 years, I've been living true to that.
Was it that it just wasn't something that was enjoyable? Or was it just you felt icky? Or was it just like, it was uncomfortable? Or what made it be like, this is like the land of no return?
I wouldn't say it was icky, because, you know, first of all, out of respect to the person who it was, I'm not gonna say it's icky, because it's not like that was she was an icky person. It was very uncomfortable. Well, it couldn't be too uncomfortable. I laid there for a minute, but it was just like,
first
it just
off, thanks for the transparency. Like, greatly appreciate it.
It's just not my cup of tea. Like, it's just, after, I'm not gonna lie, I felt bad afterwards. I was just like, okay, so, like, why did I do that? It was just like a waste. But at the same time, it was like, okay, I don't ever have to, if I did wonder, you know, later on in life, I don't have to. Mm-hmm. Because I've already experienced that.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so just for the listeners to get to know you a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
what are some no-nos when it comes to dating, or what are some red flags? Mine in particular, just to kind of set it off, is a cheapskate. I mean, because I dated someone who was a mooch, and I didn't realize it initially. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing to be a mooch, but it's another thing to be, like, lazy. So I was staying on my own in college, and he was there a lot of the time. He was in college as well. But it would just be little things like you wouldn't take out the trash. Light bulb blew in a room, and I couldn't reach it, and he could. And the bulb stayed blown for about 2 weeks before someone else came out. Like, one of my other boys came and changed it. One of my other homeboys.
Oh. And one of my other boys. We caught that.
And one thing I remember very vividly, and I was such a fool. We went out to eat. He asked me, he was like, hey, you want to go out to eat? Hell yeah. Like, where are we going? So we went to this Chinese place, I think, and went out to eat. And when the check came, he slid it across the table to me.
Girl, shut up.
Yes.
Oh, no. And you should have said, I pay my half. Can we split this bill, please?
Girl.
You would have been there busting them suds, honey.
Young and dumb.
Yeah, that's one of the moments right
so,
there.
So, what are some red flags for you? What are some no-nos for you?
I'm gonna be honest with you. All of my red flags and no-nos came from experience. Okay. So one no-no is someone who's unsure of themselves.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's someone that comes with age, though.
Yeah, of course. Of course, it does. But you know, sometimes at a young age, we think that we already know what we will accept and will not accept. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say never, mm-hmm. Okay? So, keep living. That's what my auntie always say. Just keep living, baby. I was like, good, shut up. And now I am living. And I'm like, would you say not? But, I have a red, one of my red flags, like I said, someone who's unsure of themselves. You don't really know who you are. You don't really know what you want out of life. Mm-hmm. I don't like complacent men. Mm-hmm. Oh, please, I'm not a complacent person. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to find out what's my next move. Mm-hmm. I set goals for myself, so once I achieve them, I set more goals. And I need somebody who's just as ambitious as I am, mm-hmm. Period. Honestly speaking, those are my big ones. Of course, I cannot stand cheaters. I don't like it.
You ever cheated?
Girl, I cheated when I was in high school.
You haven't cheated since?
No.
Since you're in high school?
Since I was in a relationship. When I'm in a relationship, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily saying that I'm in, like, all my eggs. Not saying that I'm going to consume myself in you, which I have had the tendency to do.
Of course.
Just being a woman. But, no, I don't cheat. It's out of respect. You know what I'm saying? Have I ever played a side chick role? Yeah, I have before. I was young and dumb. That's one of the moments.
Just to backtrack a little bit, with the side chick role, was it something that you went into knowing that this was a situation that they had going on, or was it something where the guy lied initially and then came back around and you found out the truth and you were kind of already in deep, or how did that go?
Well, I had a little bit of both, but I wouldn't say I was in deep. So let's start with the one where I knew.
Okay.
So the one that I knew, let me tell y'all. So I was dating this guy, whatever. Whatever. We met through a mutual friend, and he was just so fine. He had like the nicest car, five job, all that. You know what I'm saying? And he told me, after we was talking for a minute, he spent all his time talking to me at night. But you go back and think about it, nigga, he was at work. That's why you talk to me all the time. Okay, that's why I feel like I didn't miss a beat with you. But he told me, he said he has a girlfriend. He not looking for a relationship. He said, I will play the boyfriend role, but I will not be your boyfriend. So at the time, you know me, I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that. But he played that boyfriend role so good, y'all. I swear to God, me and her were about to be at the altar together. Okay, we was finna share that boy. You understand me? I didn't miss a holiday. I didn't miss a meal. I didn't miss any gas. I didn't miss the only thing that I did not have was him. You know, eventually. Now, the guy that I did not know, I wasn't in deep enough for me to not walk away. Because at this point, it was crazy because that same day that I found out, I was in my head. And I had already, you know, kind of went through something with him. Not necessarily went through something with him, but we just had like a spat or something. So I was at the point where I'm like, you know what? This is my man. I don't care what nobody got to say about him. This is my man, right? Girl, I got a phone call that same hour from one of my best friends. Girl, you know such and such got a girlfriend. So, of course, I went on his social media, and he had a full-blown girlfriend. And I ended it with him. He still contact me to this day. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's been almost 10 years ago. But he still contacted me to this day. And, I mean, I let him go. I stopped talking to him, and then his girlfriend, I guess, I don't know what happened for her to contact me and all this other stuff. I'm like, girl, I'm not even sleeping with that boy. Like, I didn't even know that y'all were together. But she just kept messing with me and kept saying, like, accusing me of sleeping with her man. So I did.
Oh.
Well, she shouldn't have did that.
But you felt like you were antagonized to the point where if you're going to keep saying it, I might as well.
I didn't like the girl. Because I didn't know about you. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where when I found out and I confronted him about it, he was asleep. He's an idiot. He thought he hid his phone.
He
thought he hid it, girl. I was sitting right over there. We was at his house or whatever. And we was, of course, you know, one of them moments where he trying to fight you for his phone. His dumb behind fell asleep. Like, nigga, I don't sleep. No, I'm just playing. It's like,
she's a bat.
But I went through his phone and I saw the text message, whatever. So what he did, he wanted to keep me so bad to where he called her and told her it was over while I was sitting right there. But come to find out, it didn't end. So I ended with him. It didn't take me long.
So he called her in front of you to show you that he was breaking things off with her.
Mm-hmm. And that really didn't work because she crazy. Now they got two kids together and all this stuff and they live together now. But obviously it didn't work. She's a ride or die, not I. So
you're ride and drop me off.
Right. People ain't drop me off right here the next stop sign. Right. Nah, I'm one.
So let me ask you this. With the first situation where you knew about the girl and it was kind of like, well, you're not really missing a beat with me. What in that situation made you kind of feel like, we chilling, like, I'm gonna stay because it's not really that bad? What kind of, with him, what made you say, all right, I'm down?
Because I didn't miss a beat. You got to think about it. At a certain point in a woman's life, I don't care how secure you are with yourself at this point, okay? Because this is the point that I was starting to feel myself, because that was when I'm living right, okay?
Okay.
So, I just felt like you gave me the consistency. You gave me the attention. You were giving me everything that I wanted out of a relationship, except the actual relationship. The actual commitment part. Like, you were consistent, but you weren't committed.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what it was. Now, the deal breaker was when I spoke to her. And I tried to play hard. Because, I mean, I didn't really know the rules of the side chick. That's when it really wasn't in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Monica came really out with popular style. To be.
Yeah, it's like a side chick now. And it's like, and the thing about it, what made me be like, put boundaries on what I would do, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been in relationships. So it's just like, girl, if somebody, you're my man, like, if I find out you cheated on me, I would cheat on you, let you know, then leave you. Because that is something hurtful. I want you to hurt like I hurt. But at the same time,
does that provide you with closure, knowing that you got that get back? Knowing that you made them feel the way that they made you feel?
No.
Is it satisfaction in it?
Probably a little satisfaction, but it's not closure.
Okay.
What's closure to me? What Cardi B said, be careful with me. That's closure to know.
I love that you, Cardi B.
that you're basically living in hell because of the hole that you dug. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be the best thing that you ever met, that ever walked across your face.
Right.
Because am I a ride or die? I may joke, but yeah, of course. If you need, I'm always there for support. Whenever you need me, I'm there because I know that you will have my back. Mm-hmm. But once you betray me in that way, oh, no. My heart turned cold real quick. Real quick. And you're done.
Is there ever a situation? Is there ever a situation where the person cheats and you forgive them and you're done with them?
I haven't experienced that yet.
Really?
No, when you cheat, you gone. I'm sorry. Point blank, period. Now, yeah. I ain't saying that we may not be friends eventually, or I may not just come over, because I recycle. Well, I'm sorry, baby. Not you, but I'm with one person now. But I'm just saying, like, I have recycled my exes. So I may do that. but you can never have me the way that you want to have me. Mm-hmm. You know, I ask them, I miss you, da da da. I have married exes that still want to link up for lunch. For what? You better go eat what you got over there. I'm pretty okay. sure she's cooking.
Snap, snap.
You feel me? So I'm just, no, 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 no.
No.
Do you ever feel like sometimes that if someone cheat, it's an honest mistake?
No.
Do you feel like when you cheated, it was an honest mistake?
I was in high school. I knew what I was doing.
Genius, genius.
I was in high school. You was way up yonder. He right here. So quite naturally. I was in high. It was one of them, you know. See, I don't know about y'all young people nowadays, but back in my day, you know what I'm saying? We used to have long distance relationships, especially on the summertime. Cousin that came down for the summer, you know what I'm saying? You done hooked up with your homegirl, boyfriend, cousin, and all that stuff.
You hooked up
and,
with your...
No, not like hooked up like that. No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm in high school. I went having sex then, so...
Okay.
But it was like, you know how it is, summer love.
I'm okay, oh yeah. And love. They are the strongest.
Yes.
And the worst ends.
So then now you got to go back home and all that stuff. And then I meet another guy for the fall. So, I'm dating both of y'all at the same time. But I was in high school. And let me tell you what made me not cheat again. That particular situation. I broke my summer love's heart so bad.
Mm-hmm. Are you one of those girls that sent a good guy into being a dog for the rest of his life?
You know what? I don't think he's a dog. I don't think he's a dog. I haven't talked to him in forever. Mm-hmm. But after hearing, you know, the conversation that we had and how hurt he was, I was like, I can't do that no more. Why and I haven't cheated since. So right now, you know, because I feel like if I'm a cheater, I might as well just leave you. If you're not enough to fulfill me, why am I even wasting my time with you? You got to go.
Do you believe the saying that when women cheat, it's mental, and when men cheat, it's physical?
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
So, now, back in the day, yeah. Back in my early 20s, late teens, yeah, that was true. We were emotional creatures. But this is a whole different breed that we got now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is like 10 years later. Ain't no feelings. There aren't any feelings. Now, I'm not saying that I can do that. When it comes to cheating, yeah. I'm not saying that I can't. I'm not saying that I won't catch feelings. But there is a point where women now, we have cut off our emotions. Mm-hmm. We are cold-hearted now. We're playing the role of men. You know what I'm saying? Very vindictive. Or we just want to know, okay, you're not satisfying me, so let me go find somebody else. Now, back in the day, it was like, you're not satisfying me, but... I'm going to make you satisfy me. I'm going to make myself come up.
What is it like when you're dating two people at once? What's that stress level like? Or what's that? Because I haven't dated two people at once, but I was talking to two people at the same time. We lived in the same city, went to the same school.
Good.
And it was just, I remember one of the guys didn't have a car.
Oh.
And I was dropping him off in his apartment complex. And when I got there, because I was supposed to go see the other guy after I dropped him off. When we got to the apartment complex, I'm like, the other nigga live here. And my car was really distinctive. So I was like, oh my goodness. So I dropped him off literally like an apartment building away. Drove around a block, came back and parked at the other dude's apartment. And I was just looking out the window the whole time like, And mind you, I wasn't having sex with either one of the guys, but it was just like,
stressful.
We're dating. And so I don't want to be in a situation where, like, I'm caught up or... Yeah. Then a lot of times we overthink situations because when you're not exclusive with a guy, they don't really... Some guys, it's not as serious to them as it is to you. Or like,
exactly.
They probably wouldn't have that same discreet... That level of being discreet if it was them dropping you off at your homegirl apartment and they're going to see somebody else in the same apartment complex.
I believe that to a certain extent to... Okay, for instance, I was dating this guy, or whatever, and, you know, we weren't having sex at first, but I decided, okay, it's been long enough, so I might as well go ahead and let's just see what it's like. I'm, you know, trying to, I mean, I'm a good girl, you know, had sex with him, and... Because we were on the verge of, I guess, making it exclusive. Mm-hmm. You know, we were, but we weren't, so to speak. So he went to a different city to handle some business, and he came back home. I came to see him. I'm pulling out the driveway, and I'm getting screenshots of messages he sent to a girl that lives in that city saying, can we
fuck good? Who was sending them?
The girl. This girl he's talking to.
She sent them to you?
She sent them to me.
Okay.
The screenshots that he sent, she screenshots their conversation. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he's up there, he's on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. But you sent her a message saying, can we...
Sneaky.
Let me tell you how sneaky he was, though. Mm-hmm. You said that, let's fuck good one last time. I guess you wanted to, you know, whatever.
He said it or she said it?
He said it to her.
Okay.
You on the phone with me. When I pull up to your house, you hop in the car or whatever, and you want to give me a hug, I said, hold on, I got something to show you. And I showed you the messages. Now you confessing. And you told me that the whole time we was on the phone, she was sitting right in your face. Number one, I don't know who feel even like who's the dumb one, me or her. Am I dumb enough to believe that you could actually keep your dick in your pants? You know? Mm-hmm. Or is she dumb enough for actually letting you sit there and disrespect her house while on the phone with me? Mm-hmm. How disrespectful could you be? So I guess both of us was dumb. But we weren't together. So I
mean, when you say, were you dumb for believing that he could, you know, keep his Johnson and his Johnsons?
Because weren't together. We didn't make it official.
Okay.
That's why I say that. Because we didn't make it official.
Okay.
So I feel like during the talking stage, that's when you need to prove to me that you're all about me. But you weren't. But you didn't cheat on me because we weren't official. So we tried, but that whole relationship was nothing but pure hell. Because I had trust issues. He never cheated. When I went through his phone, he let me go this phone. I didn't see anything. And I said he didn't delete nothing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see anything.
That's probably what he did.
He probably did. Now, this guy I'm dating now, it's totally different. You break your back. Like, you gave me the code to your phone the first day we chilled. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want to go to your phone. Right. I don't have the desire. Like, I don't trust people in general. But I'm just saying, like, it's nothing that you do to make me feel like that you're not all into me. Mm-hmm. You showing me that you're all into me. Mm-hmm. Not just by your words, but your actions as well. You go above and beyond for me. Okay? That's all I got to say about that. So what was the original question?
I don't even know.
Dating two guys one time. I'm sorry, y'all. Dating two guys one time is stressful as hell because before me and this guy got official, I was trying to date two guys. But I kept comparing this guy to that guy. And I'm like, boy, you super lame. Boy, you super fun. Let's go with the super fun guy who's not really, like, this guy was super. Like,
what did Mary J. Blige say? Bad boys ain't no good.
He wasn't a bad boy. No, he wasn't a bad, now hold up, ladies. Don't get it twisted. You don't want no boring ass nigga, okay? You don't want nobody who's, How double negative is that? You don't want anyone who is like, who doesn't explore life, like who doesn't want to travel, who doesn't have goals, like you. I don't like that. Like, the other guy looked good on paper. Now I ain't gonna lie, he looked good on paper. He was just lame. Mm-hmm. And I have a huge personality, you know what I'm saying?
You do. You're larger than life.
I am. You'll but
be
whatever.
The first to say that,
girl. Hush. But I wish them shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, yeah. Don't get me to talking now. But dating two guys is stressful, y'all. Don't do it. Well, I ain't gonna say don't do it, but it's stressful as hell. I don't care what nobody say. You can be a player all you want to. You're gonna have gray hair.
Definitely. I just don't think that I would be able. Well, I tried, and it lasted for like a week because it was just too much going on. So, speaking of easing your mind and being stressed. Bye bye to the little booth, and we'll be right back with you. Okay. Mixtrap.com. This that shit that we ride to. This that shit that we get high to. That gangster music, nigga. And you can try, but you ain't the boosting, nigga. No, no. Baby, got you feeling great. Look at my CEO, my CEO. Let's get this cake, baby. I hit the stage and hoes go crazy. I'm playing my game. Fatal. I hit the mall and ball. Shit, throw back out the throwback. One quick question that I do have for you. What advice do you have for girls that are currently coming up, trying to find themselves physically, mentally, and just all around the board? What would you say to them?
Okay, ladies. Never sell yourself short. Keep in mind that you are continually learning yourself on a daily basis. So just continue to learn who you are, period. Learn what ticks you off, what doesn't, what you like, what you don't like. Mm-hmm. Even what you would, I ain't gonna say what you would put up with, because like I said, never say never. But, you know, just always put yourself first. At the end of the day, if it's not making you happy, don't do it. You know, just period. But you're gonna continue to learn yourself anyway, so. Just never sell yourself short. And always stay graceful. Best revenge is your paper.
Right.
Shout out to B.
Now, for guys who might be having trouble dating, approaching a girl, or just simply finding the space or the opportunity to be able to talk to someone and really click with someone, what advice would you have for them, just from the female perspective?
Honestly speaking, I'm gonna be honest with fellas. Women love men who are confident. Now, I'm not talking about them dusty gas station men who like a little shot in the gray pants. No, not that. But always be confident in who you are. And, you know, men have to also learn who they are. You know yourself. That way, you'll shine through regardless. Now, if she still don't accept you, that means she's just not the right one for you. Point blank, period. Keep it moving. Find you a geek hell.
When it comes to you dating or you approach, first of all, are you one of the women that will ask a man out or approach a man?
Let me tell you something. I'm not. I don't. I'm old fashioned. Okay. I'm always thinking that a guy should approach me, but it's crazy because this last time I actually did the approaching, so to speak. Well, we flirted, but it was a mutual flirt, but I did the approaching, so to speak. Which, hey, but I don't know, he making all the plans for the future. I ain't do all that. He doing it, which is nice.
Is it ever scary to try to approach a guy? Are you ever worried about rejection? Or is it just kind of, it is what it is, so either you gonna take it or you're not?
Well, actually, I'm just old fashioned in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like you want to approach a guy, go for it. How, you know, get that confidence, girl. You beautiful. You the bomb. So, hey, go ahead and approach him. A man love a woman with confidence in general. It might be a turn on for him, you know. So, I say, hey, go for it. I'm just old fashioned like that. But, you know.
Have you ever had a really bad date?
Girl, yes. I had one guy who was taking selfies in the bathroom. While I'm at the table.
Wait, what?
And then showed me the selfies he took. I said, boy, you don't take mine. Then we went to the movies because, of course, honey, I love pizza. So we went to California Pizza Kitchen. Had a little drink. Then went to the movies. How about I had to scrape up the rest of the money for my ticket, bitch?
Are you kidding?
Girl, I was like, you know what? This is going to be our very first and last date.
That was horrible. I remember going on a date with this guy. My car, I had just been in a car accident, so I didn't have a car. So we worked together, and I don't really like to, you know, mix business and pleasure. Mm-hmm. But he was really adamant, and that's one of the things that I can admire about a guy, persistence. And he knew I didn't have a car. And so when, I think like 10 minutes before, he said he was here. So I walked outside, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, where you at? So I called him, I'm like, hey, I don't see your car. He was like, I don't see yours either, I'm at the movies. And I was like, you know what? My car is like non-existent, right? He knew that.
Right.
So I was just like.
But did you not make it clear that I need you to pick me up?
I thought that was, if I don't have a car, you think I'm going to catch the cab to go on a date with you?
I don't know. You might get your folks' car. Who knows?
Girl,
never assume that a guy know what you're thinking. That's number one.
That's the premise of going on a date to me is you're taking me out. unless I say, hey, I'm meeting you there. In my mind, I kind of feel like it's an unspoken rule that, okay, like, you unless it's like a creep or something, mm-hmm. then I'll meet you there because I don't really know you. But we had been working together, and he knew I didn't have a car. And so he came to get me because I ended up just saying, you know what, we can just, you know, take a rain check. And, you know, it's like, no, I really want to go on this date. I'm on my way. So came to get me, and I'm a fun girl. Like, I'm going to sneak food into the movies. 10-piece wing meal.
Okay.
Chicken fried rice. When Avengers Infinity War came out, like, me and my guy both had a whole pizza. We don't eat the same kind of pizza, so I had a pizza and he had a pizza. Don't ask me how I got them in the movies, but I got them bad boys in there. Box and all. And this girl looked over and was like, oh my goodness, you guys brought everything. So with this particular guy, we were going to Zaxby's so I could, you know, sneak us some chicken in the movies. And when we pulled up to the window, he was like, I just want to let you know, when I take someone out, I don't pay for anything.
What?
Girl.
What did you say?
I was like, what type of women are you used to dating? Because that's the whole purpose of the date. Because if nothing else, if I don't enjoy your company, at least you fed me.
You feel me?
So.
So weak.
I didn't really want to go back and forth about it. I kind of just want to go home. So I was reaching for my debit card. And he was like, oh, no, never mind. I got it. I guess he can see, like, my reaction and my disapproval or like who he's from up north. I don't know if that's kind of the practice that they use, but I wasn't feeling it. I'm like, no, like, take me home. He's like, oh no, I don't mind. So he paid for the food and then he paid for the movie. But even when we got to the movie window, I was still trying to pay because I'm like, I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with.
Exactly.
Or something that if this is not the guy that you are, like, that's fine, I'll pay for my own. But I guess he had kind of realized that wasn't appeasing. Exactly. But after that, it was just kind of down here from there. Like, he tried to have his arm around me at the movie. Oh, another date I went on, and maybe this is just me, maybe I'm weird, but this guy took me to, like, this hole in a wall restaurant. Mm-hmm. It looked really dirty.
We know how you are.
I'm very squeamish, guys. I have a very weak stomach, and if something don't look right, I'm probably not gonna eat there. But I'm not a bitch, so if we're there, then I'll eat there. So we got there, the food was okay, but like halfway through the dinner he was like, are you gonna eat that? And I was like, I guess not. He picked my plate up and raked all my food on his plate.
No,
it was so bad. I was so uncomfortable.
I was like,
ooh, all right, where's that check?
No, Jan, what you doing, boy?
that check that they were talking about earlier, can they bring it here now?
Right.
Go.
No, that's sad. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
So what was your bad date experience?
Besides the selfie guy, let's see. Let's say that we didn't even make it to a date necessarily.
Oh.
So it was this guy that I met or whatever, and you wanted to go on a lunch date, right? First, you didn't have a car. Okay, it's okay. I can look past, you know, that. Everybody, you know, is going to have a come up one day. And I guess at this point, it's just your downfall. Okay, so let's go pick you up. When to pick them up.
By the way, disclaimer, we're not putting down guys who don't have cars and know what you're looking for. Because everybody has that moment where they're in between.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, it's not. That's what I was saying. So, went to go pick you up, whatever. Cool. Now, you stay at least, I'm going to say about 20, 25 minutes away from where we were going. So, we got there. And all of a sudden, you know what happened. Padding for your wallet.
No way.
Who's going to Logan's? It's Logan's, for crying out loud. Just give me the catfish meal, okay? That's $12. Anyway, so, you left your wallet. You think I'm going to drive, waste my gas to go get your wallet? Guess what we did? I took that hoe to Burger King. you're gonna get this cheeseburger. I tell you, I'll let you get a Whopper Jr. And we went back and ate, and that was it. And we never went on another date again.
Really?
Never. Because I had the money to take us to Logan's, but I wasn't finna spend it on you. Yeah, I ate there that night though. Catfish man. Love baked potato. Caesar salad.
I'm pretty sure everybody has their fair share of that date that just really should have ended before it started.
We should have hung up the phone when we said hello. Period.
So, on an ending note with this interview, what is something that you want people to take away from it, or something that you want people to know about you?
Well, after I done told all y'all my business, it's not too much for you guys to know.
You're among friends.
Okay. Anyways, I want you guys to take from it, especially the women, just love yourself. Mm-hmm. Just period. Just love yourself. Know yourself. Physically, mentally, you know, all of that. Emotionally. No, just know yourself. It's not always just about sex. You know what I'm saying? It's just knowing who you are as a woman. And never give up on anything. As long as you have breath in your body, you always have another day to reach a goal or to do whatever you feel as if, you know, your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad thing to pass away and never fulfill your purpose.
Mm. So, what do you feel your purpose is?
My purpose is, I'm a talker, if you guys didn't know. Okay. So my major is actually communications broadcasting. My major is actually communications and broadcasting, and I'm going to go get my master's in like speech pathology or public speaking. So my mouth is my gift.
Okay.
So whatever knowledge that I have to give or advice that I have to give, genuine advice, then I feel like my purpose in life is to help others and support others, period. Male, female, cat, dog. So I just feel as if my purpose in life is just to be encouraging to people and supportive in every way possible, whether it's giving back to my community or just allowing somebody to cry on my shoulder.
Okay. Well, guys, there you have it. It's been another great episode of Dee Dee's Daily Dose. Definitely thank you for stopping by, Ash.
Thanks for having me, Dee Dee.
No problem. See you guys around the same time next week. Places I can't pronounce right. He said he keep it coming if I keep my body tight. And them bitches stay mad, 'cause I'm living the life. 'Cause I'm living the life. Oh, most people think I'm shallow, 'cause I'm always dressed like I'm going out to the club. But I gotta keep up, 'cause there's new chicks popping up every day. And they want the same thing. So I never leave the house without makeup on. Mascara in my pocket, I'm running to the market, 'cause you never know who's watching you. So I gotta stay on. Kept me out the hood, 'cause there's new chicks popping up every day, and they want the same thing. So I never leave the house without makeup on. Mascara in my pocket, I'm running to the market, 'cause you never know who's why.